brought to you by Penguin.
The Price of Money: How to Prosper in a Financial World That's Rigged Against You. Written and read by me, Rob Dix. Introduction. Of all the subjects on which you could improve your knowledge, I can't think of one more valuable than money. And let's be honest, most of us are starting from a pretty low base. We spend our entire lives trying to get hold of it, yet we have no idea where it actually comes from. Then we're expected to make intelligent decisions about what to do with the money we earn, but we're never taught how. Like it or not, money is a huge part of the world we live in, and most people I know feel embarrassed or stupid for not understanding much about it. Understanding money goes far beyond being able to pick the best savings account or decide on an appropriate mortgage. Those are helpful life skills, but they're just tiny details within the big picture. What's the point of picking the best savings account if inflation means the money in every savings account will lose value? Does it matter that you found a great mortgage if house prices are about to collapse? If you're making these careful, responsible micro decisions without an understanding of the wider context, you're effectively doing beautiful interior design work on a house you've built on the edge of a cliff. But is it really possible to understand that big picture context? Yes, you really can develop a better understanding of what's happening now, and you really can use that new knowledge to anticipate what's coming next, positioning yourself to have the best possible chance of benefiting. This book will give you everything you need to achieve these new skills. Feeling daunted? Don't be. This stuff isn't as hard to grasp as you think. And remember that almost everyone around you has an equally poor understanding, even though we'd all benefit from getting to grips with money a bit better. Why is our knowledge of money so poor? I can think of four reasons, all of which I'm trying to solve with this book. First, there's no getting away from the fact that it's a complex subject. There are countless interconnected concepts, so every time you look something up in order to grasp it better, the answer refers to three other things you don't understand. In this book, I introduce ideas one at a time, in a logical sequence, not assuming that you know anything at all before we start. Secondly, it's perceived as boring. And if you ever studied economics at school, I'm sure it was. But that's just bad teaching. Money is totally fascinating. For example, did you know that the pound has lost 99% of its value over the last 100 years? How did that happen? Did you know that banks can never run out of money to lend because they're allowed to create it out of thin air? This book is full of utterly bizarre phenomena that have been right under your nose your whole life, yet no one bothered to explain them to you. Thirdly, and cynically, there's no incentive for the people in power to help you become better informed, because if you're left in the dark, it's easier to take advantage of you. Henry Ford once said, "It is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning." I'm not deluded enough to think that this book will lead to people storming parliaments around the world, but I won't have done my job properly if it doesn't make you angry in places. And fourthly, it doesn't help that even highly trained economists can't agree on most of this stuff between themselves. Because the world is so complex, and you can never just tweak one variable at a time, five economists can look at a situation and generate five completely different explanations for why it happened and what should be done about it. This one I can't fix, but I can at least explain my interpretation and what led me to it, so you can decide for yourself if you agree. Money is a topic that's highly complex then, considered by almost everyone to be boring, and intentionally opaque. Oh, and the world's leading experts on it can't agree on even the simplest decisions or explanations. So why on earth would someone like me, who doesn't have a masochistic bone in his body, decide to write a book about it? It was the crash of 2008 that first got me seriously into economics, and I've been learning about it for fun ever since. Then, in 2020, when everyone else was suddenly becoming an expert in R numbers and fretting over charts of COVID waves around the world, my obsession went up several notches. I know, I should have been working on my sourdough or taking part in Zoom pub quizzes. But I couldn't get over the fact that the UK government, which had spent a decade telling us that there was no magic money tree, suddenly found one, producing £450 billion out of thin air and chucking it around on everything from no...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?